talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And as always, we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And as always, we're going to give away a free Devil Radio t-shirt to the third caller today. Lots to talk about. Let's dive right in. Going to California, the Gavin Newsom recall is backfiring on the Republican Party in California. This was ginned up by the Republican Party, egged on by the Republican Party. They don't have enough people out there to recall anybody. But what they did is they got a lot of people lathered up because of COVID restrictions, masks, that kind of thing. Everybody is getting tired of it. There's no question about it. So they decided to concentrate their ire on the governor, the Democratic governor. They needed about 1.5 million recall signatures, and they're going to get slightly over 2 million. So they were all celebrating, and they celebrated prematurely. They broke out the champagne prematurely. The polls are out right now, show that 56% of the people in California, the likely voters, are going to oppose the recall. They're going to oppose the recall. They will vote for Gavin Newsom over whatever hack the Republican Party puts up. 40% will vote to recall. That 56-40 split, that's 16 points, that's a very wide gulf. And to compound it for the Republicans, the people that they started to talk about, one was as a potential opposing candidate, was a former mayor of San Diego who did a bad job. And San Diego is by no means close to the largest city or the most influential city in California. And then someone else who no one ever heard of at all. Guy just strolls out of the closet somewhere, the weeds. He just drops in from another planet and he goes, oh, okay, I'm going to run. It's not going to work. Trump is now trying to recruit Caitlyn Jenner. Caitlyn Jenner is a celebrity, well known. But celebrities don't get to just walk into the governorship of California. People mistakenly in the past look first of all at Ronald Reagan. He was a celebrity at the time. He had a lot of TV appearances and movie appearances. And then they looked later at Arnold Schwarzenegger, Arnold the Terminator. Well, Arnold the Terminator and Reagan are not Caitlyn Jenner. They were far better known in their time. And they're far better known for constructive things. Ronald Reagan, he had been in many, many movies. During the Second World War, he'd done training films for the military, win one for the Gipper. He just was much better known than Caitlyn Jenner is now. And Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Terminator, is in a class by himself. He's the guy. He's the Terminator. Everybody knows the Terminator. They kind of like the Terminator. That doesn't cut it for Trump to put up Caitlyn Jenner. And the other thing is, when Trump puts you up, that's the kiss of death in California. When Trump puts you up, that's the kiss of death in California. So the Republican celebrations were premature. The proof of the pudding's in the eating, and we will see what happens. Gavin Newsom's a good governor, a good man. On the other end of the country, in New York, the Republicans have unanimously voted to impeach and remove Andrew Cuomo, and they fan the flames of various complaints against Cuomo. There's an investigation of the complaints. We'll see what happens. But two of the most effective Democratic governors in the country, in the two of the largest states, California is the largest, New York was, and is still very far up there. That ain't going to fly. We are not going to put up with that. So stay tuned in California. Disturbing development in the South China Sea. China, mainland China, which has been buzzing Taiwan, flying into Taiwan's airspace, sending 25 fighter jets in, including nuclear bombers, to try to intimidate them. The Taiwanese will not be intimidated. They just, in the last day or so, simulated in war games an attack on a United States aircraft carrier and the flotilla around it. And the way that works is when you have an air, we have about 11 aircraft carriers. They're very expensive. They also are very complex in terms of running them. You have the mission of an aircraft carrier. So listen to this. The mission of an aircraft carrier in time of war is to simply survive long enough to get off its planes. It's expected to be sunk simply because it's a large target. But they drill day and night, bad weather, good weather, dark, light, to launch as many of their ships, their planes as possible. And whether that means they have to stay aloft, they stay afloat for 15 minutes or 20 minutes, that's their mission. In an aircraft carrier flotilla, there are destroyers around it, destroyer escorts, and these destroyers are there for anti-submarine warfare with mines and a lot more sophisticated things, depth charges and so forth, to get Chinese or Russian subs that might swarm around them. The good news is military technology in China and in Russia is primitive. They have nuclear weapons, and that is the sticking point, and that's something that's got to be resolved through diplomacy, through de-escalation agreements, treaties, and cessation of this war threat. But an aircraft carrier surrounded by destroyers, and the Chinese war-gamed the attack on the USS Theodore Roosevelt, which is deployed in the South China Sea right now with many ships around it. It ain't going to work. It ain't going to work. The problem for the Chinese is that in the South China Sea and in every large sea, ocean, large water area on the planet, the United States has nuclear submarines. Many nuclear submarines that simply sit there with nuclear weapons. We're not going to use them. We don't want to use them, but the Chinese know it. The Chinese now are building a second aircraft carrier. We have 11. Second aircraft carrier. The Russians have one aircraft carrier that breaks down, and occasionally the United States Navy had to provide them fresh water when their water filtration system didn't work. This is what's ridiculous about this. This is what's ridiculous about this. We are so intertwined with trade and with Russia massing for an attack on the Ukraine when we're doing joint space programs with them. We're all in the Permanent Security Council. The idea is diplomacy, not this kind of warfare. And I think what happened, what's obviously happened, is that when Trump was in for 4 years and degraded our standing around the world, showed servility and fear towards Russia, licked the boots of Vladimir Putin, initially licked the boots of Xi of China, said that he would help him out on trade if Xi went after Biden. Xi thought about it. He didn't care one way or the other, but he decided that was too risky. And so as a result, Trump turned on him, but it was a fake turn on him. He didn't do a darn thing. Biden has to clean up this mess. And this simulated attack, it's all woofing. It's all trash talk. It's all trash talk. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more to talk about, and especially about some of the developments in the South China Sea and Ukraine. Back after the break. Cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.